问。
You ask, we answer. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to 请问。I'm Amber.
大家好，我是 Kani.
Hi, I'm Pete.
Now, today we talked before about 麻烦, right? One of the words to be polite and say please, so to speak. Today we're going to talk about another one that's kind of more of a direct translation for please. What is it, Kani, in Chinese?
请。
请。That's third tone. And this word is so multifunctional. I love it. Because it not only does it mean please, but it can mean a multitude of other things in different situations as well. So we'll show you guys what those are today.
A plethora of usages.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we start with we're so polite, we'll start with just the please usage. So, Connie, what's a really high frequency use of 请?
请问。
请问。
There we go.
How very applicable, and which literally means...Please ask, right? May I ask? It can mean as well. So, 请问 is probably the best use of 请 in the Chinese language. No, but there's more, right? For example, if someone comes to your house, what do you say to them, Connie?
请进.
Right, which means please come in. That's a very good phrase to learn.
Right. Now, if they're looking for their seat, if you're showing them to their seat...
你可以说请坐
All right.
Yeah, which often you'll hear in stores and things. If you're ever waiting, Chinese people always want you to sit down. Because I kind of like to stand. I feel like I sit down all the time. But right. I was like, 请坐, 请坐. They always feel a little bit like maybe they're being unhospitable if you're standing up.
Right.
Now, another thing about Chinese hospitality that they'll often do is ask you to drink tea, right, Connie?
是的.
So what would they say? They often say this.
请喝茶.
Right, 请喝茶. 喝 is to drink. Tea is 茶. Please drink tea.
是请喝茶。
Now, if you don't drink it, is it impolite, Connie? If someone invites you to drink tea, say, please drink tea. Do you have to drink it?
要喝一点。
Have a little bit, even if you don't want to do it.
Okay, now, when I'm making a lot of noise, as I usually do, and Connie wants to tell me to be quiet, what does she usually say?
Peter, 请安静。
Oh, right.
I like when Connie gets bossy with us. Another great one that I use a lot is, as I've said before, and I want to teach the whole world for people who live in China, is the 让一下, which is like basically get out of the way. But if you want to say it politely, what would you say?
请让一下。
Yeah, then everyone will think you're a lot nicer. But they might not jump out of the way as fast.
They know you're a softy.
所以 Amber, 请说的慢一点。
Oh yeah, sometimes people ask me to speak slower.Right. I speak very quickly, even in Chinese. I don't know why. So, how would I say, please speak slower? Say it again, Connie.
请说的慢一点。
Yes, thank you. I will remember. I will try. Actually, there's one I really love to use. Oh, sorry, I'll say that slower. There's one I really love to use. 说的慢一点. Which is, if you say the food comes at dinner, everyone's being very polite. No one wants to be the first one to take the, you know, put their chopsticks in the dish.I love to just say to my friends, 请.
Right.
It's very Chinese. They all be like, 请.
Right.
It's all one word. Yeah.
请.
It says it all. It just means, go ahead.
Right. And often you can even accompany it with a little bit of a hand gesture. Just
yeah. Or even if you're like, say, riding your bike or walking and you want someone to go first, it's like, 请.
Yes.
I love Chinese. You can say so much with one little word. So the please is the easy one. Now, well, they're all easy. But now there's another use for 请 that you'll hear very often, which is...
请客
Right, which means basically to treat a guest. Now, for anyone that doesn't know, if anyone ever 请客 you, it's really cool because it means they're paying.
是的
So if someone wants to invite you to dinner, Connie, but it means they want to treat you to dinner, what will they say?
我想请你吃饭
Okay, when you hear those words, those are like the golden words.
That's a free meal right there.
So let's break that down. 我想 I would like
请你吃饭
to treat you to dinner, to eat.So, yeah, you can wrestle over the bill and stuff, you know, at the end. But really, if they said those magic words, it means they're paying.
Right. Although, as a cultural note, maybe it is good to note that sometimes there is kind of an expectation that something will be discussed. If you want to cultivate a relationship with someone, a great way to do it is to take them to dinner.
Yeah, so we can ching people, too. Okay, how about this, Connie? Do boys, I mean, you're so cute. You must have a lot of boys taking you on dates. Did a boy ever invite you to, or did a boy ever treat you to a movie?
Oh, 请你看电影.
Yeah, 请你看电影. So if they wanted to invite you to a movie, they'll say to you, Connie,
我想请你看电影.
Wow, does that happen often?
不是啊。
Lately, a lot of the girls in the office have been going on dates, I've noticed. How about you, Connie?
没有。
Oh my goodness, I don't believe it. You're too cute. Okay, again, if they use this magic word, 请, it means they're going to pay for you. Oh, it's so good being a girl. Now, will girls in China ever 请 boys to do stuff, Connie?
不是。
Oh, really?
是男孩子情女孩子。
I like that. That's the way it should be.
Otherwise, it's a loss of face.
Okay. So now, related to the to treat, there's also another qing that comes from the word for to invite. So sometimes people invite you somewhere. What's the word for that, Connie?
邀请
Right, so 邀请 Now, you'll notice, for example, the last one, 请客 We can leave off the 客 and just use the 请 In this case as well, they'll just leave off the 邀 sometimes and use 请 But from the context, you'll know that they're inviting you to something So, let's say a party What would someone say to you? I want to invite you to my birthday party
我想请你参加我的生日 party
Wait a second, party? Is that a Chinese word, Connie?
年轻人经常说。
So young people nowadays have adopted the word party. Does Chinese not have a word for party?
晚会。
But it just doesn't have the same feeling about it, does it?
I often, because I have such an enormous apartment, I often invite people over to my house to have a gin and tonic.
You have not invited us over for gin and tonic. In your awesome apartment.
You're next on the list.
Peter, 请我们。
We're waiting, and while you're at it, you can take us to a movie and some dinner, too.
So, if I want to invite Connie and Amber to come over to my house for a gin and tonic, or in Amber's case, a bottle of red wine...
He knows me so well already.
Then how could I say it?
我想请他们两个去我家玩。
Oh, great. I'd like to invite the two of them to come to my house and have fun.
Well, if we drank a whole bottle of red wine,
it would be a lot of fun.
Good. How about if you wanted to invite someone to dance, what would you say? I want to ask you to dance. What would a guy say, Connie?
我可以请你跳舞吗?
That's cool. How about you, Connie? Do you like to dance?
不会
Come on, you're lying.
从来没有
What? Come on, you never danced?
对
Okay, we are putting on some music after this thing one, and we are totally dancing.
We are going to dance.
And I'm going to film it and put it on the air. Okay, last but not least, there's another qing. And this qing comes from the word for to hire someone, which is...
聘请
Right, and again, they often, Chinese will leave off the 聘, they just say 请 So, for example, when I got hired at Chinese Pod, if I wanted to tell my mom, what would I say? I got hired at Chinese Pod.
Chinese Pod 请我去工作
Chinese Pod 请我去工作 So Chinese Pod hired me to go there and work.
And note that since Amber has a real skill and so she's kind of almost a specialist, then that's when we would use this. If we're talking about some kind of a easier job, then we would just say 找 or something like that.
So, yeah, because I kind of wanted to say, like, what if I wanted to say, I need to hire an 阿姨? Could I use this?
我想去找一位阿姨。
Come on, 阿姨 is a special skill. What are you talking about, Willis?
那你可以说请、okay. 我想请一位阿姨帮我。
And here's the thing is that it's very respectful to use 请 It's very quite formal as well, right? Well, I respect my 阿姨, so I'm going to say 请
Yes.
I respect her for cleaning my toilets. That takes a lot of special skills, it does. Okay, another 请 very often used is when you want to ask someone to help you to do something.This one comes in really handy. For example, at work, I ask Pete to do everything for me.
Not at all.
Pete, please translate this. Pete, translate that. So, Connie, if I wanted to ask Pete to translate a dialogue for me, how would I say it?
我可以请你帮我翻译一下吗?
Right. It's very polite.
Can I ask you to help me translate this, please?
Good. How about if I want to ask someone for a favor? How do I say that in Chinese?
我可以请你帮忙吗?
Yeah, that's nice and simple. I remember I used to struggle. What's the word for favor? Actually, they don't really say that in Chinese. They say, 请你帮忙.
Help me with what I have to do, my business, my work.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's it for this week's 请问.
And everyone can try some sentences using each of these 请s in the comment section.
And if you have any questions, you can just 请 Connie to help you a little bit.
That's right. All right, and then after that, you can 请 us all for dinner. We'll see you next time on 请问.
再见.